Hey, it's James, Coach Comeback Holland for the Stuff Really Works 1.0. And today I want to talk about a really, really common question. I think I already covered it before, but it keeps coming up over and over and over again. So let's take a moment to address it. And that's the question of, can I pre-record the webinar? Lots of people are asking, can I pre-record the webinar? And there's a ton of different reasons why they're asking, but the most of them, not all of them, you may have different reasons why you want to do your webinar ahead of time, but most of them are because of fear. For some reason or another, the thought of just talking to people live is just a really big crippling fear. Public speaking is something that it affects a lot of people. So rather than tell you know, the obvious, where yes, it can be pre-recorded, and yes, your conversions may not be as high, and yes, of course, I'm going to tell you at least do one or two live first, just so you can get the feel of it, so that you can get over the fear and realize that once you start off, really isn't that bad. And yes, even sometimes, as many as I've done now, I do still get nervous right before starting a recording. Even something like this, I do get a little bit, you know, you feel the little jitters a little just before you're about to do something. I think that just comes from the perfectionist in us all. We just want to make sure it's right and absolutely perfect. But in actuality, again, I've probably taught you this in the other modules, that it isn't even about perfection. The people you're teaching or reaching out to with your product are people just like you. They don't expect you to be perfect, because no one is. So if you have some little fumbles here and there, or stutter, or even forget what you're going to say, you know what? So what? The people are there to get the content. As long as you deliver on your promised result, that's what I always say is the most important. If they came there with an expectation of some sort of a goal attained, some sort of a lesson, something, and they get that by the end, you know what? Everything else in between can be forgiven. So instead of telling you all of that that I just told you, I decided to instead share a really funny story with you about another member creating their product. So I have another member. I'm not going to say any names, but she was creating a fitness product. And it was a personal story too. She had totally struggled with her weight before, learned a really cool method. She had tried a bunch of diets, learned a really cool method, and one that actually worked for her and her body type, and wants to teach it as something kind of unique, and that it can be applied to a ton of people. So she wants to teach it. So trying to help her outline her product, because this was private coaching, so I was helping her one-on-one outline and get her product out the best way to get it done, and then we were going to work on her webinar. So while telling her for some of the things that she couldn't explain in writing in the PDF, I suggested maybe just make a video, or even audio. I said something just like this. I said audios work great, and you can just talk about your product and really get the message out faster, and then you can use that to base the rest of your product on. And she was terrified. Nope, can't do video. Don't want to do audio. I won't know what to say. I'll freeze up. And just absolutely terrified. That's why she was sticking to writing, but she's also at the same time thinking she's not a great writer, so she's really stuck on creating this product. So this is what I did. I gave her a call, got on Skype, I called her up, and then I just went through just a normal conversation like we were talking. I just called her up and I just said, so tell me about your product. And I said, so tell me why it works. And I said, tell me what was unique about it. And she goes on and on, sharing all these stories just a mile a minute. Yeah, I do this. This is what I learned. This is how it works. And I said, well, tell me how to implement it if you were teaching me. And she's like, oh, it's really easy. Not even missing a beat. This is what you do. First do this, first do that, first do this. Part one, part two. Really easy. Anyone can do it. I could show you, teach you. And she went through the whole thing telling me probably whip through it in like 10 minutes, just like having a, we were just having a conversation, two people talking. But what she didn't realize is I started the recording as soon as we were talking. As soon as we got on the call, I started recording the call, and I didn't tell her. So while the recording is still going, I said, okay, great. So everything you just told me just now would be perfect for a product. I said, okay, I'm going to start the recording now, and I'm going to ask you the exact same questions, and tell me again, and it'll be perfect. And, oh man, she starts freaking out. No, 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 don't hit the recording. I won't know what to say. I won't know what to do. Absolutely funny. Even though it's the same question. So I go, okay, let's just try it. We're going to try it. And I go, okay, now I'm recording. Even though I had been recording the whole time. I go, okay, I just hit the recording. Let's go. And then I say, okay, so tell me about the product. Well, it's kind of, I don't really know how to explain it. It's a good product. And then it went on like that. She was a complete mess. Couldn't even get out what the product was about. Couldn't even explain it to me. And I hope this helps. I know it's kind of funny. And I hope she's not mad that I'm telling the story if she's listening. But it's a good visualization to see how nothing really changed. It's all mental. Well, all these fears you may have of going live and doing a webinar. And if you're already doing webinars, then this doesn't apply to you or any kind of live presentation. Like I said, you can apply this to phone calls, Skype interviews, Skype coaching, email, anything, any kind of way you just can get live interaction, even if it's in person. If you're doing this already successfully, you don't have this problem. But if that wasn't a clear enough visualization, that if you can just pretend you're talking to someone who's a friend and you're just explaining it, it'll come off just as good, if not better, than when you try to be scripted and sound all professional and think you have to be this professional speaker. I mean, I'm clearly not a professional speaker, but my modules and my trainings get results because I don't spend the time focusing on trying to make some fancy presentation, wasting 80% of the time. I spend 80% of the time making sure that the information you get is the best information out right now. And that's what's important. So if you can get that, if you can see that just when she was talking to me, telling me the entire product start to finish, she could talk for hours and without even hesitation. The second I just said, okay, now I'm recording, even though we already were, all of a sudden there's a mental trigger, the fear sets in. So if you can, during your presentations, if you can try to pretend you're talking to whoever your best friend is and all you're doing is explaining to them what worked for you, if you can have that same excitement, that same like, hey buddy, check this out, this thing that I'm doing and it worked so well for me, and you should totally try it because it'll work for you. Think about the last time you had something exciting you were sharing somebody with. Even if it was something online or part of your business, I'm sure you shared it with someone about what you want to do, your plans, or how it works, or the results you got. And you had no problem sharing it. So if you can pretend the exact same thing, there's no different. There's no pressure on you. There's no giant expectation that this presentation has to be, you know, movie quality. Get up there. Only difference is this time you're recording it. Pretend you're talking to your friends, and you know what? Eventually you'll end up making some friends. Plenty of you know, some of you members have become friends of mine just from this exactly, just being a normal person and talking. So something I want you to keep in mind, something worth addressing since it keeps coming up. And even in a future module or training, I will, since it keeps coming up, I will create a training testing the automatic webinar setup. And I'll do some tests and show you the difference in conversions from me being live and from me setting up an automatic webinar. There's three of them that are the most popular. There's Evergreen Business System, which is, you know, really expensive. There's Stealth Seminar, which I'm leaning towards. I really, really like the layout of that. And then there's Auto Webinar Press, which is probably the cheapest and easiest, which is just a simple WordPress plugin. You can add the video, a YouTube video. It doesn't look as great as the other ones because it's lower end, but it'll allow you to record your webinar ahead of time. And you can, you know, get the result if you have no way, you just can't get over the fear. And again, if there's an option, if it really needs to, and we still can work together, maybe I'll help you with your first webinar. We can work something out. But I really, really want you to this story to help you and get over the fear and just get out there and do your first presentation. I don't care if just one person shows up, do it. And then start using some of these auto webinars after you've perfected yours. Then you can try these recorded ones and sending it out later. So you can try, you can go to www.coachlikes.com/auto-webinar, and that's one of the WordPress plugin, the cheap, lower priced one that you can get started really easily trying that. And I will look forward to a future training of the results from me doing auto webinars instead of doing it live. So I will do a case study and show you exactly how that works in the near future after you've already done your own. All right. So get out there, do it, get it done. And as always, to your success. And you can send me an email if you have any questions.